The Toronto Sun is reporting the financial books of the team have been released to prospective buyers who signed non-disclosure agreements so the data won't get out. Calls to the Bills, brokerage firm Morgan Stanley, and Manhattan law firm Proskauer Ross produced no comments or no confirmation. With the trustees of owner Ralph Wilson's estate sending the information out now, it comes right after the Clippers' sale. Smith College sports economist Andrew Zimbalist says what Microsoft boss Steve Ballmer will pay for the basketball team has nothing to do with the sale price of the Bills.
There's always a big emotional component to it. And so to the extent that there are interested suitors for the Bills who are extraordinarily wealthy, and perhaps half as wealthy as Steve Ballmer, maybe this would raise their level of testosterone a little bit and make them bid a little bit more.
Zimbalist says possible prices vary wildly, saying a purchaser who can move the team to a much larger market might be willing to pay up to $1.5 billion, while keeping the team here might cut the price to $800 to $900 million. The team is locked into its current lease for now, although that lease could be bought out for hundreds of millions of dollars more. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.